name is Barry Allen. I am the fastest man alive.
RandomChatter.com presents a Flash podcast.
You see that red blur?
Dedicated to the discussion of the Flash television series.
A lot to discuss.
Scarlet Velocity.
Run, Barry, run!
Welcome to Scarlet Velocity, a Flash podcast. Thanks for slowing down for a moment. I'm your host, Josh.
And I'm Emo Barry. Hey, Josh, do you know the difference between ignorance and apathy?
No, what's the difference between ignorance and apathy?
I don't know. I don't care.
Okay. All right, man. Here, take this Hot Topic gift certificate and just sit here for a second. I need to introduce the show. You've discovered the number one podcast dedicated to the CW television show, The Flash, with discussion and commentary on the various episodes, because we are back this week after what seemed like a long hiatus, mostly because I was really busy and sick in between the two episodes. Yeah. But, you know, we're okay here. Now, listen, Emo Barry, I want to just tell you that I'm really happy you're here. And, I'm feeling good about talking to you tonight. So I just want you to take a deep breath and enjoy and smile and let's talk a little Flash.
Okay, look, I'm smiling. It's working. I'm feeling better.
All right. Don't forget promised. You promised.
Right. Yeah. I think okay. I'm getting there.
You know what? It seems like it's been forever since you and I talked Flash.
It really does. I went and looked the last time we posted on like Twitter about this, and I'm like, whoa, wait, something happened. Where did all our tweets go? And I'm like, wait, no, we have been off for a month, haven't we?
We have. A month isn't really that long, but I think you and I crammed at least 2 or 3 months worth of activities in that. Plus, I got to actually see you face-to-face in that time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's right.
So that was very nice to kind of catch up and share some thoughts on this show and some other shows, of course, that we record. So stay tuned to those podcasts as well. But
but always good to see you in person.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, actually. Tiring, but fun. And apparently immune system depleting is in my case.
I don't know, maybe I didn't tell you. I was telling some people, I took my Airborne going in.
Oh, yeah.
And I bolstered my immune system before the convention, which is the Star Wars Celebration, in case you guys didn't know or forgot what we had said we were doing. And I was achy, you know, like muscle achy from walking and standing and, you know, just doing stuff like that.
Sure. But
yeah. Other than that, I came home and then my allergies like punched me in the gut. So
it didn't. Yeah, I sick, actually got in the car to drive from the airport. That's when my allergies hit me. But yeah, I tried boosting that immune system too, and hey, you know what? It knocked me out. But I recovered one day ahead of you and I recording this show. So I'm very happy to say that we can get through it. But we need to explain to everybody what show this is all about. So why don't you tell them what we are talking about this week as The Flash returns to wrap up the season.
Absolutely. We are, it seems like we've got a lot more left, but we are pretty close to the end of the season here. We are episode 19 of season 3, The Once and Future Flash, originally airing on April 25th of 2017, written by Karina Adley McKenzie. That's a new name. I don't recognize her having seen it on any of the other episodes we've talked about. And directed by Tom Cavanagh.
Yeah.
Tom Cavanagh.
Oh, that guy.
The guy that plays HR.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Yes. Well, he gave himself a nice little role this week. So,
I think that was a pretty good episode from. I was for a while. I was like, why haven't they shown him? And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. He's directing this episode, so he's probably not going to be in it too much.
My new personal mental health goal is that any time that I'm feeling down is just to find HR and hang out with him for a while, because I think that would kind of just pump me up a little bit. He's always upbeat about everything.
I got to say, I'm a little I don't know how to feel about this. HR is still around in 7 years, Josh.
Maybe they've gone through other wells in the last 7 years, and he's, you know, just back.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'll believe that.
Okay.
I'd like that. So, hey, you know, before we get talking about this week's show, I want to have you make me a promise.
A promise? Okay?
I want you to promise that no matter what happens in the future, you will never sing on the show again.
Okay. Look, you know, I don't even want to talk about this. This is...
All right. Can you just promise me?
All right. All right. I promise to think about it.
All right. Well, you may not have been serious about your promise, but Barry had his eyes opened about the importance of a promise. I want you to just pay attention to this.
Okay.
This is important stuff here.
All right.
All right. Not like I'm talking down to you. I just, as a friend, I want you to pay attention here. So after Killer Frost escaped Star Labs, Barry decided to head to the future, you know, to get the answers that he's looking for. So he traveled ahead, 7 years, 8 years, depending on the math.
Or who you ask.
Yeah. Not going ahead, you know, like 500 years or something like that. Just a little bit. So he's like looking to find out who Savitar is and how he can save Iris. When he gets there, though, he's greeted by his friends, Mirror Master and Top. It's awesome, right? They seem to be in control of the city. The dirty, messy, broken down city.
Which apparently still uses newspapers.
Yes, they and today's newspaper is always blowing around.
That's a good thing, because
I don't know.
Otherwise, how would time travelers know where they are? You know?
It could be the big digital display that's going across the
or the front page.
He went forward like 3 months ago, and you know, they've got a little kiosk where you pick up a bus and it's got stuff, you know, scrolling across
hey,
it. So
Mirror Master and Top broke that. Those are all broken now. And I'm just happy it was the front page and not like a lingerie ad or something, you know.
Well, that could have been interesting. Anyway, so he quickly finds Sisko, who gets him back up to speed on Team Flash. Future Barry, he is a broken, sad shell of a man, living in a closed-up Star Labs all alone after disbanding the team. Julian spends his days holding Killer Frost, who did a number on Sisko's hands. Holding her in jail there.
Oh yeah, not like holding her with his arms. That would be bad.
Right, right. Wally is paralyzed and comatose, and Joe is alone and depressed. You know, so could it get any worse? Well, let me answer that. See, the answers that Barry seeks don't seem to be available. You know, so he tries to leave, but that's not going to be so easy. First, he's going to have to do something to fix Central City. And for that, he's going to need to put the band back together. Through all of this, though, he learns that valuable lesson about responsibility and promises. There's that important word again, Josh, promises.
Okay.
But he'll have to wait one more week to learn who Savitar truly is.
Well, of course.
And then next week, and then the finale. And then we'll learn who Savitar is. Tease on.
You don't want these things to come too soon. All right. Well, I went back and watched this a couple times, and I liked a lot of the things that I saw in this. And despite the fact we still don't know who Savitar is, I did kind of like how they teased it at the end of this week more than they have at other points in the season. So we'll kind of get into that. So
this is the closest we've ever been to knowing who it is.
We know who Savitar's foot is.
We do.
Well, we know he has a right foot, I guess.
And we know he's probably a man, dark hair, yes, has a right foot.
well, do we know it's somebody in a suit? You know, I mean that's, you know.
True. Yeah. Yeah. So we've got a whole section of guesses. I think we're pretty much going to go through the entire cast list again.
Yeah, but now we have evidence for each person.
Ah, yes. Okay. Hey, before we get down to there, can I just I know we were talking about being out at this Star Wars convention earlier.
Uh-huh.
I got something really cool I want to share with everybody.
Yes, I definitely want you to. Yeah, tell them. This is awesome.
So while out at Star Wars Celebration Orlando, I found this. This is always weird, you know, being at a Star Wars convention. But I found a vendor that was selling DC comic character pins. You know, go to Star Wars convention, buy stuff for superheroes. That's what I do.
yeah, but it's, you know, and, it's that kind of genre, and people like other things too. So,
absolutely.
You'll find obviously. Some really cool stuff down there.
So they had an Arrow pin and they had a Flash pin. The Arrow looks like Stephen Amell. The Flash one is like a New 52 version of the Flash. So it's this company called Fan Sets. And I started talking to the guy, and we were just talking about like all the cool stuff they were doing and these characters and how much I enjoyed them and how much you enjoyed them and everything like that. And well, now I can let you guys know that Scarlet Velocity has teamed up with Fan Sets to give listeners one of three Flash character pins. These are little 2-inch tall character pins. They're little caricature versions of the character. And all you guys have to do, if you haven't already seen this on our Twitter feed, is you just have to tweet the following phrase to us. I want to win a hashtag Flash pin from @ScarletVelocity and @FanSets. And all you have to do to participate, besides tweeting that, make sure you're following both Scarlet Velocity and Fan Sets on Twitter to be eligible. That's so we can contact you after the contest to get your information if you win. We'll randomly select the winner from the number of entries that we receive and at the conclusion of the contest. And the contest is going to run from this last Tuesday when Flash premiered, April 25th, and it will run until Tuesday, May 9th at noon, noon Eastern time. One entry per person, please. That's all we ask there. And when we're done May 9th, you and I will sit down. Out of all the people that entered, we'll pick three winners, and we'll contact them, and we'll get your pin scheduled for you. The art for the pin, for this particular Flash pin, which is based on the CW version of Barry Allen, is it's not final, and it hasn't been approved. So you'll get something that looks very similar to what we've shown you on the Random Chatter website. The final pin is scheduled to be released around July or August of 2017. So if you win now, you'll delay gratification just a little bit. But I got to tell you, I've seen some of the stuff that Fan Sets is coming up with for future CW releases to other characters that are in the CW or in the DC TV shows, because I think they're including Gotham as well.
Uh-huh.
We've got characters from Legends and Flash and Arrow and Gotham and Supergirl. And they're really cool. And hopefully we'll have a chance to be able to show you guys some of that stuff soon. So check out the story at randomchatter.com/flash-pin.
And I just want to compliment Fan Sets on their first of all, the quality of their pins. They're very sturdy, you know, those kind of heavy metal pins that you find at Disney World and things like that. They're very cool looking pins, and great artwork. Just the fun variety that they have. I picked up an Apache Chief from the old Super Friends cartoon that they have, and that one just thrilled me so much, and also got me a Flash pin. So, thank you very much. You got me the Flash pin. Anyway, yeah, you got to check the products that Fan Sets has, and, go ahead and enter the contest, spread the word, because it's some quality products.
And they also have a lot of other DC character pins, a lot of Legion of Superhero pins, and New 52 characters. They've got a whole line of Wonder Woman pins. They are going to be the official pin given away in the San Diego Comic-Con bags this year. They also have the license for Serenity, Harry Potter, Star Trek, and Aliens. I believe that was their other ones they've got, with potentially more to come soon. So check them out at fansets.com, FANSETS, and follow them at Fansets on Twitter.
Excellent.
And thank you guys very much for helping to give some cool stuff away to our listeners.
Yeah, very nice. All right, well,
now on with the show.
let's talk about the once and future Flash. I'm sure it's pretty obvious that the title was derived from the title of a very old story based on King Arthur, and that legend. But the once and future king is a
classic.
It's a classic book. And it was actually written by Terence Hanbury White, first published back in 1958. So it's not quite as ancient as the original Arthur. But what it does is it takes earlier versions of the story and kind of breaks it up into different stages of Arthur's life. And
this is probably the most complete collection of Arthur's story. The movie Excalibur, the excellent movie Excalibur from 1981, was based on this book.
Yeah, that was an amazing movie. I just picked that up on DVD this week, actually.
Excellent.
So, but the kind of the main theme of the once and future king is how Arthur grew into his kingly philosophies, and he learned to not so much use the idea of might makes right, but more the idea of chivalry is where that kind of came from. I guess I don't know everything about that, the history of that philosophy, mm-hmm. but the idea of chivalry that Arthur learns and becomes, of course, a great king once he gets Excalibur. So my thought was, having that come from the title, was the idea of chivalry or justice, as opposed to just being the strongest, was that the theme of this week's Flash? Was that what they were trying to kind of show Barry or teach Barry by seeing what he potentially could have become? So I had to kind of dig it deeper.
Yeah, that's a good question.
So chivalry is –
Let's define this here.
It's a moral system which combined a warrior ethos, knightly piety, and courtly manners, all conspiring to establish a notion of honor and nobility. So basically it's whoever's strongest wins and you just keep beating people up until you die and then that person's stronger, right? You have more of a code of ethics.
Right. Basically, don't be a jerk.
Yeah, don't be a jerk. But also, do what's right. Okay? So the future Flash, the emo Flash, right? He didn't have that kind of attitude. Instead, he ignored his promise to Iris. He moped at Star Labs. He disbanded the team. He didn't take care of Joe. And that was, obviously, that's not what we expect from the future of the eventual timeline or the real timeline, that we...
Right. Well, I mean, it would make sense because this would be season 10. And by then, shows start to fall apart. So
maybe it would be.
I could definitely see that happening here. But no, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, Barry had definitely lost his heroic quality. I don't know if I go as far as chivalry, but honor. I mean, and they're not quite the same thing because honor is, I think, as you pointed out in your definition here, an element of chivalry. But Barry, the future Barry, did not honor his commitments, his promises, and everybody's kind of living with the ramifications of that. I mean, it's kind of weird that after 7 years, people really haven't moved on. Emotionally, these people are horrible, but I understand it's for the point of telling a story here.
Sure. But after what they've been through and I can't say how I would react for sure, but so, and like I said, obviously the darker versions of these characters aren't what we would think. So that wouldn't be like the idea of who's learning the lesson. It would be the present day Barry. We've seen stories like that, where characters see themselves in the future, what it could become, or they see what could become if a decision is made by someone, or they've never existed, like It's a Wonderful Life or something like that. And so the idea is to teach them a lesson about that. And by the end of this, Barry does kind of learn that. He very easily could have just gone back in time, left everything there, because it wouldn't matter. You know, if he manages to change his time, none of that's going to happen. Or would it in an alternate timeline? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the questions that we debate about on the show. And at this point, I don't think that's important.
Well, it's not because...
Hopefully, this will not come to pass. That's what I think we're, of course, supposed to be rooting for.
Right. But regardless, he does stick around and save things and gets the team back together. So even though that may disappear from existence or whatever, he did make a difference, which the time rates probably won't like.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that because he's kind of, again, messing in with the timeline and stuff like that.
Right.
Time race aren't there, but whatever. Current Barry, hero Barry, comes to, you know, basically show the future version of Team Flash. You know, I mean, it's like a shot in the arm, right? It's like, hey, this is what we used to be about. And just kind of by being there and being himself, I think a lot of the characters, especially Cisco, really respond to that. You know, they're like, oh, yeah, man, I remember 7 years ago. This is what it was about. This is what was cool. And, you know, that boost really invigorates Team Flash. And I think that's one of the reasons why they all get back together.
Yeah, for sure. So, and then as I was thinking about it, about this whole idea of chivalry and the might makes right attitude that, you know, Arthur learned to not do, is the future Flash showing us, or a future Flash showing us the might makes right code, because he actually is Savitar. Now, I don't mean emo Flash, but some other future version of Flash.
Of Flash. So walk me through why the might makes right part of that then.
I don't know. But just because because he goes and beats Barry, he beats everybody, manages to turn Caitlin, I guess not turn her, but enlighten her, right? So it makes her permanent Killer Frost.
And he becomes the god of speed.
Becomes the god of speed. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, all of that, kills Iris in front of Barry.
Makes himself the
strongest, makes himself the most powerful, basically defeats Barry.
Right. Not necessarily might makes right in the future, but when he becomes Savitar and comes back.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I don't really think that that's where they were going with the theme and the idea of the title and things like that. But it just made me think, well, you know, that still could be.
I think it's more of, you know, what you were talking about earlier, the title really is referring to the once and future king. So in that case, you know, we are to equate Barry with Arthur, and at the beginning of his career, Arthur was reckless. Even when he first got Excalibur, which we could say is Barry receiving his, speed powers, he was reckless with the power of Excalibur, and he actually shatters it at one point, Excalibur. But it gets rebuilt, and you know, it's really only with age that he learns, like you're saying, the chivalrous code here.
Yep.
How to be a better leader.
And the future Barry, I mean, Barry's popular now, people admire him now, he's a hero now, but he's still learning, he's still young, he's still relatively inexperienced, and as Flash, even in the comics, as he goes forward into the future, we know he has that reputation, and you know, Thawne hated him, and he was from the future because Flash, the whole idea of Flash is still around, and Savitar seemingly from the future. I mean, so there's all of these elements and evidence in place that we know that Flash is going to be a great, great man, much like Arthur was. So, So I kind of like that idea. I really like, and I'm a huge fan of Arthurian legend. So I always love comparisons to those stories. So, but you know,
it's a great basis for for stories.
It really is. And my son is named after one of the knights. So,
there you go.
The question on everybody's mind this week. I mean, come on, looking down deep into the nuances of this week's episode.
Sure.
What do you think of that new suit?
Oh yeah, that was pretty cool.
Actually, I really liked it.
It's the brighter red. I like it. They cut away, like they didn't give a good, I wanted them to give like a good couple second, like full body shot of the two standing there. And they just kept moving the camera and cutting. I didn't feel like I got a really good look at it. And I was even trying to grab some screenshots, but the camera's moving around so much. But yeah, it's a brighter red, not quite the maroon or the, I guess just the darker red.
Yeah.
He's got the lightning bolts.
A lot more gold or yellow.
Yeah, because he's got the lightning bolts around where his gauntlets would be and around where his boots would be. It's a more New 52 design, New 52 styled design than even what Barry's current costume is.
Yeah, yeah, different material too, different
textures.
Yeah, I mean, almost a little shiny. It was actually a little too shiny for my taste, but we didn't see much of it, so I'm certainly willing to give it a chance. But you know, we've seen in Arrow that they like to change his suit regularly, so I would love for them to transition to this suit relatively soon, which I would think they might do. They've already made it, so why not?
Right. Again, and to me, that would just seem kind of weird for them to give it to him right now because it's 7 years in the future. Now, granted, he hadn't been the Flash for a while, so like, I don't know.
Well, really hadn't been the Flash much
since Iris died,
yeah. So
it is the best time.
Well, I mean, he was the Flash enough to get, well, I guess what would have been 4 years after Iris died, because that's when he got Savitar and the Speed Force. Is that what they said? 4 years, I think?
It was 4 years from the date. It was in 2020, so it's 3 years from now.
Right. Oh, okay. So
it would have been 2020 when they put Savitar in the Speed Force.
Yeah. So I'm all for switching it up. And you know what? I like the traditional Flash costume in the comics, but it would be very difficult for that to translate well on a live action kind of a thing, just because it's, I mean, really, it's like tight spandex, you know? I mean, and that's very
hard. It's so smooth.
and they tried and did a fairly successful job for the time back in the 90s when they did John Wesley Shipp's kind of beefed up muscle. I think it was supposed to be like a underwater suit or something like that. But anyway, I like that. Hope to see it again at some point. I don't want to see it this season, but maybe transition to something similar to that or that suit next season. We'll see kind of what happens. So the other thing I thought about this traveling to the future and talking to himself and, you know, the dangers that can always pose. Any chance that this journey to the future caused Savitar? Or are we strictly talking Flashpoint is what caused Savitar?
That is a good question, because anytime you monkey with the timeline, there's always the option that you are doing something like that. Yeah, I would.
My feeling is no.
Yeah, I that's kind of where I'm leaning. It's just Flashpoint didn't cause him. Flashpoint kind of released him from the way that I had understood it. But maybe.
Well, and
maybe you're right.
It's a difficult question to answer this week, especially because we don't know who Savitar is. So,
right.
Once we find that out, that might, you know, be a little bit more evident. Well,
it's who was I going to say? It's George Clooney.
Clooney is Savitar. I was thinking Val Kilmer.
I don't know. Val Kilmer's no offense, but man, he's gained a little weight.
He's got the big
I don't know
beefy
that he's
suit now.
Fit in that suit. Well, yeah, possibly.
So we also found out something new this week about how he defeats Savitar. We didn't find out who he was or even how to defeat him, but we did find out that he has help from a scientist that we haven't met yet, someone named Tracy Brand. That's who Emo Barry tells us helped him. But
Right.
Can't yet, you know, they don't
have... The science didn't exist.
Right, yeah. They don't have what they need. And, you know, I'm guessing sometime in the next 3 weeks they probably wouldn't be inventing it. So he does give him one of those little fidget toys or a Staples Easy Button or something that apparently has information that Tracy Brand
Staples
gave
Easy
him.
Button. Right. Right. And of course, Future Barry doesn't understand any of it, but take it back, see what anybody else can make of it.
I don't understand it. You know, I haven't really looked at it much. My guess is you hit the red button.
Yeah. And it'll open up.
There wasn't a whole lot of other parts to it, unless I'm missing something, but unless
it very much looked like a little tape measure my mom used to keep in her purse.
The real flexible
thing. Except
thin
the button
one.
Wasn't red. It was just silver. Yeah, you pull the tape measure out, and then it stayed, and then you push the button in the middle, and
that's right.
And it zipped
that's
back
right.
in.
But no, anyway, I'm interested to see who this Tracy Brand is, and I kind of looked into it a little bit. I don't know of anybody in the DC Universe named Tracy Brand, so I don't know if that could be, you know, somebody.
The only brand that I know of is Boston Brand, a.k.a. Deadman.
Right.
And so that doesn't seem like it means anything. And, you know, it's obviously – it's a character that we haven't met on the show yet. So now what I was thinking, because they had said she figured out what the science was in 2020. Well, the other importance of 2020 on the show was – that was the date in the original timeline before before Eobard Thawne came back in time and killed Harrison Wells and took over for him. 2020 was the year that Harrison Wells made the particle accelerator work originally. And I guess – I can't remember if there was an explosion or wasn't, but he did something with his wife. And I'm like, wait, wasn't his wife's name Tracy? But it wasn't. It was Tess. But it was, it's close. That was a dead end.
Yeah, well.
But I thought that might be kind of cool if, you know, well, Harrison Wells didn't exist or whatever, and the woman that was going to marry him is the one that provides the information to help Barry.
Yeah, that would have
been
kind of
cool. So
and Wells knows, you know, Tess. And maybe Tess was a friend of Tracy Brand, and then Tess and Tracy Brand once saw a movie with Kevin Bacon. Maybe. I don't know. But that's, you know, that nutty Cisco, he decides he wants to keep Barry there, uses a disruptor that disrupts his resonance field, I think is what he said. I just called that a resonance field disruptor because that sounds more scientific.
Yeah, the RFD.
The RFD. Yep. So, that crazy. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Couldn't hey, Bear, maybe bring that back with you.
That could have definitely helped with Killer Frost
we're
Savitar.
We're
going
to use that, right? to help stop Savitar from being fast, right? Hello? Anyone? I mean, even HR picked it up. HR picked it up. He throws it somewhere when he's looking for his drumstick, which was an awesome scene, by the way. And then he's holding it, and then they use it for – I mean, this thing is right there. I'm hoping he took this with him.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed so obvious that they had to do it. I will be extremely disappointed if it turns out they did not.
Yeah, me too, because that would have been the key right there. That was
the
winning lotto ticket that you just throw away or something. But all right.
Gray's Sports Almanac.
Hey, that's actually a much better analogy than my lotto ticket. All right, so let's see. I want to spend a few minutes now putting together some things that we know about who is Savitar. And a couple people a couple thoughts from some listeners. I thought these were interesting thoughts. And then also some evidence that might point to some others or might point away from others, but we'll have to kind of see. Let's start with Derek. Derek had some pretty good thoughts.
Derek sent this in to me, and he said, my friend and I think that Savitar looked like Cisco, male, dark hair bun. Now, I didn't really see a bun, but I definitely saw dark hair.
Okay.
And he goes on to say, she pointed out that future emo Sisko had silver robot hands like Savitar. And remember when they say goodbye, Sisko, Barry says, you're my BFF in any timeline, Sisko. And he says, foreshadowing. As an aside here, I just have to add, if Sisko doesn't have hands, how did he make cool robot hands? Just think about that.
Tracy Brand. But, you know, he ordered them on Amazon with his nose. he has friends. Put that there. HR. No. HR. No, this one. Yeah. Turn off.
Put the drumstick down. So Derek also says she thinks he's using his powers for the boom tubes. Sisko is, right? We saw him using, and the suit is what's giving him the super speed. Also, the entire season has been a running story, haha, no pun intended, I guess, of Sisko turning on the Flash, first because his brother died from Flashpoint, and then Sisko being emo and angry at him and being a bit of a dick. So,
these are all, you know, valid points.
Yeah, that's I was like, that really is quite compelling there.
Now, didn't we determine that the boom tubes weren't that? It was just him coming in and out of the Speed Force? Or I guess they determined that.
Right, they determined that. But Sisko does, you know, travel by opening wormholes, similar to the way the time holes work, I guess. So
yeah, true. It's a valid argument. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be that. I want to add that would actually support that is that Caitlin sees him. Well, Killer Frost sees him or her, and you know, very quickly follows him. So Sisko is somebody that she's very close to, and I can see her doing that.
That's actually my only detraction for this because the last time they really saw each other, she was ready to kill Sisko. I don't think in, seeing Sisko in Star Labs and about to kill him, you know, because she got icy, right. She's all crazy now. I don't know.
But it's not that Sisko, and she knows that. Plus, we've seen in Earth 2, or some Earth, Killer Frost was working with Reverb. So, I mean, I'm just saying it's another possibility of somebody she is close to that she might go along with because of her relationship.
It could – yeah, okay. Fine. So basically, it rules out – well, let's see. It rules out Captain Singh, right? So it wouldn't be Captain Singh.
Iris. It rules out Iris.
It wouldn't be Iris. Probably would not be Joe. See, we're working on this. This is good.
We're narrowing it down. We're chipping away a little bit. Let's see. How about Armando's theory? He says, I hate to tell you this, but Jay is Savitar. I said it. Now run.
And again, every time I read it when he says that, I'm like, why does he keep thinking I'm Savitar?
It's
Jay Garrick.
It's the look in your eyes, man. I'm just.
I less believe it's Jay this week because they've already had Jay, quote unquote, be somebody bad, and it didn't look like Jay.
Well, the other thing is, I don't think I agree with both of those things, but also I don't think Caitlin would follow him as quickly if it was Jay. That to me is an important part of the puzzle that I think we need to think about when trying to figure out maybe who this it would is for be the next me. Few days. It could be, yeah.
Because she and I, now, we only saw each other that one time at the convention, you know, and I was on the other side of the room, but I felt like
there
we
was
had
a connection.
Yeah,
there was something there. Now, what about this? What about Wally? And the reason – let me tell you a couple of things about this. Now, we know that the future Wally is now paralyzed and basically catatonic because of his battle, meeting up with Savitar. But if I found out it was me that killed my own sister and was the villain this whole time and now has paralyzed me, that might make me catatonic.
That's true.
But I don't know why Killer Frost would pledge allegiance to him so fast.
Well, now, What are there? Four episodes left, I guess.
That sounds 20, about right.
21, 22, 22. Yeah, four episodes left. So there could be something that happens in these next three episodes, obviously, that, well, oh no, it had to. All this time travel is making me loopy. It's future Savitar, but it's present Caitlin. Right. So it still would have had to been something in her past.
Right.
So it's not something that's going to happen in the future here. Okay.
Well, okay.
Never mind.
Here is a very popular theory right now after this episode. What about Ronnie? Now, that's not something that's new. I mean, I think people have mentioned that before. But after seeing Caitlin's reaction, she would probably do anything for him. We've seen her work with, what's Bad Firestorm on, you know, Earth 2?
Oh, yeah, Dark, I don't remember his.
Dark
but...
Storm or Dark, I don't know, something.
Right, Dark Storm.
Goatee Firestorm, I don't know, whatever.
Right.
And so she, you know, we've seen her work together with him as a pair. So that is a pretty strong possibility. Plus, he's been with them from the beginning. He may be angry at Barry for making him lose everything, even though it really wasn't Barry's fault. Well, kind of was. So I don't know. So it could be Ronnie. I mean, there's a lot of evidence that points to Ronnie. Man, they're taking take a hero and turn him like that, though.
Right. Listener Mike thinks that's the case as well. He basically said the same thing. He says, I think it's Ronnie Raymond. Four reasons. One, in season one, when the black hole exploded, Martin Stein was rescued and Ronnie disappeared. Two, like you said, why would Caitlin jump so loyally to Savitar? Ronnie would make a great explanation for that. Three, Caitlin and Ronnie work together on Earth 2. Deathstorm, that's his name.
Deathstorm, yeah.
And four, all Savitar has talked about all season is revenge on Barry for tearing apart his world. This is what happened to him when he and Caitlin were torn apart at the end of season one, right after they got married. After all, it was Barry's fault for the hole in the first place that separated them. So anyway, that's my theory, says Mike. Hope it's correct.
And hey, here's another thing to kind of add to that. He was torn apart from Caitlin. So, you know, you tear apart Barry from his love. So, I mean, that's kind of, you know, what that goes along with what Mike was saying, but, so that does fit pretty well. I really hope it's not, just because I hate when they take our heroes and they turn them into these horrific villains, but, I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Then there's still the possibility of it being Julian, although we did see the kind of the darker hair, and that wouldn't match his as much. But she, right. You know, Caitlin would probably have that kind of same reaction for Julian, too, seeing as how there's been that connection. I don't know.
I like your last idea here.
Well, okay. So there was a quote in this episode when Barry was talking to Barry.
Right. Barry was talking to himself.
Yeah. So Emo Barry is telling him why he might as well just leave. There's nothing you can do. It's hopeless.
He's going to lose. Yep.
He's going to lose. You can't do anything. He was explaining to him why. He says, you're going to do this. You're going to try. You're going to do this. He says, this is the quote. I checked me on this, but I double checked typing it.
Yeah, you got it here.
He says, you're even going to create time remnants of yourself. Pause for dramatic effect. But he's going to kill them all. Mostly. He says mostly. So Barry creates time remnants of himself to try to defeat Savitar. Still doesn't work.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you didn't see the end of Legends of Tomorrow, not too big of a spoiler or anything like that, but Reverse Flash does something very similar to that. He uses time remnants to try to, you know, help him in the fight. But so Barry could create all these time remnants and Savitar could kill them all mostly. So what if one of them wasn't killed? And there you go. That is the Barry that gets real mad. He's been with them since the beginning. For whatever reason, now his path takes a turn, or maybe time remnants go crazy. I don't know.
And he was torn apart from his world.
Oh,
who knows?
Wow, I don't like that. I didn't think about that.
Really? Yeah, I've heard that, you know, but I just kind of flashed past it. It didn't resonate that way, but good call.
Well, I mean, we've heard future versions of Barry. Barry trying to prevent something, you know, from the future by coming to the past, doing this. I mean, I've heard all different kinds of things, but hadn't really thought about a time remnant of Barry. And to me, that would be, oh boy, I don't want to say satisfying, but more, I guess,
plausible.
Yeah, that's not the word I'm thinking. I would be maybe more okay with that than saying making Ronnie an evil bad guy. Because
okay.
I mean, if it's Barry, first of all, yeah, that's pretty shocking to everybody. And, you know, they would have never guessed that. And, that's, you know, what do? Do you kill yourself? What do you do? But, moving forward as the new, you know, this evil Barry dies, I'm okay, because then we didn't take one of our heroes, and push him over the edge, without being able to bring him back. Cause I mean, how would
right.
you,
it's a time remnant, which is, you know, something that shouldn't exist anyway, right?
Right, right. I mean, how would you forgive Ronnie for stabbing Iris? Even if you were able to prevent him from doing it, how do you forgive him for that? So,
and that would be a person if Caitlin had knows that Savitar is really trying to hunt Flash down, and she sees that it's this version of Barry, that may really convince her that, oh, this guy's for real. You know, he knows what's up, because it's Barry.
Right, exactly. So I'm leaning towards that being it, because I think that's more my hope than anything else.
Wow, that's one of the freshest ideas I've heard in a long time about this, Josh. I hope that I hope things go your way this season.
Thank you, which means they probably won't. So that's okay. I have these ideas sometimes, and you know, they sound pretty good and work out in my head, but. They usually don't go the way I have, because the writers are a lot more clever than I am. So,
Wait, you said you were sick earlier this week. You weren't like feverish and delusional, were you?
Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm Savitar.
Oh, no.
Well, then I had one other thought. Now, I saw an article this week that talked about the producers teasing next season. They did say that the season finale was going to be a cliffhanger, which Armando had a very quick comment on. And once he saw that, he was not pleased about that, I don't think. But I'm okay with that, because, you know, a lot of shows like this, they have cliffhangers at the end of the season. But
right, and we know they're coming back, it's cool.
So it kind of gives us a place to start and something to speculate on over the summer, you know. So that's why I'm kind of cool with some of that stuff. But My question to you is, now knowing what we know now, and knowing that Flashpoint was a big disaster, and he's got some things going on in the future that we can always still look forward to. We've known that since first season, you know. But because they have borrowed so much from the comics, and I don't just mean characters, but plot lines and story arcs and all kinds of little things, could the cliffhanger lead to something that could be similar to Crisis on Infinite Earths from the comics?
Oh, I think, yeah, totally. They could do something like that, which is, you know, the a main part of that story. I think it was issue 7 is when the Flash died. And what more of a cliffhanger would it be for your main character to vanish and die? Now, if they could tie it into the headlines from the 2024 newspaper that we saw back in episode 1, red skies threaten as Flash disappears, or something along those lines.
There was something though about Flash vanishes in Crisis or something, wasn't it?
That was it. Flash vanishes in Crisis, red skies abate, or something along those lines.
Was in the distant future. So it kind of, we had been thinking since we saw that headline that it was going to be in a far flung episode season, you know. But hey, why couldn't that headline or the title, not the title, the date on the newspaper, why couldn't it change?
There's
no reason it couldn't change. But when they stop Savitar, maybe it does, because if they're stopping Savitar in 2017, which we're assuming they're going to, right? As opposed to 2020 when Emo Barry told him. That could change events in the future. So, hey, look at that. See, we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about this summer. All kinds of stuff to speculate and wonder and debate. And that's the fun part for me. So hopefully, you know, you guys join in and give us some of your thoughts and theories and ideas as to where this might be heading. Impaling.
It's terrible.
lots of stuff to talk about. So, we've already talked about a little bit of feedback. But there was one more that we just hadn't mentioned yet. So I just wanted to kind of throw this in here at the end where we usually do feedback. That way it still feels like a feedback segment. Is that good?
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
well, Tim on Twitter, he just wanted to say, hey, great recap and discussion regarding negotiating with a criminal. Remember yesterday or last week I was talking about, or last time when they were talking about abracadabra. Yeah. I said, you know, just do stuff to him, you know, give, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Just use him. I mean, he's a bad guy, and then go ahead and give him over. But he says, regarding negotiating with a criminal, yes, heroes should maintain their honor. But a code of honor can be used against a hero. I agree with that. When dealing with people who have no honor, it's okay to lie, cheat, steal, especially to save lives. Well, see this. I think Tim. There's two things we can find out about Tim. Number one, Tim agrees with me. I think at least to a point. And number two, Tim would do very well on the TV show Survivor.
Yeah. Right.
Now I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I agree with that fully. We may even be discussing this on our Arrow podcast this week because that's kind of one of the themes. Whether you know, do anything that you can to catch the bad guy. You know, do whatever you have to. I don't know. That goes back to that whole Arthurian chivalry idea. Yes, you know, people have no honor, but if you're doing anything to stop them, are you giving up that honor? Are you doing it for the wrong reasons? I don't know how far I would go to agree with that.
Right, right. I agree. I mean, I think that's a slippery slope.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. So, but it was a good comment. You know, you always got to think about these things. That's what keeps us learning as human beings, I think.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we had a few references this week. One I really kind of dug, thanks to HR. Why don't you start off with the first one? We'll just kind of take turns here.
And take the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. As you so aptly put it here, there's the kind of the Indiana Jones and the Lost Drumstick. As HR slides under the door to the chamber, as it's sliding close, he drops a drumstick and he has to reach out and grab it right before the door closes. Almost a shot-for-shot recreation of Indy in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Or Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, if you're a newbie to the franchise, slides under the door. His hat comes off. He has to reach back through and grab his hat right before it slams.
I think he did that in Temple of Doom too, didn't he? With his whip, actually, yeah, his whip or something.
Oh, when they were getting out of the spike room.
Yeah, something there.
Yes,
that was cool. Anyway, little running joke. My thought about HR with those drumsticks, because he was looking frantically for them, right, until he found them in Star Labs. I wonder why he left them there. Why'd he give them up?
Hey, I don't know.
Maybe Barry kicked him out before he got a chance to get them. I don't know.
Give me those. Yeah, they're in timeout.
Now, Cisco, when Barry's in the future with his retro suit, as Top and Mirror Master mentioned, Cisco finds him. And he says a feeling I have not felt in a long time, and that sounded very much to me as was it Darth Vader, I guess,
Vader.
Said that, right, when Obi-Wan landed on the Death Star and the Millennium Falcon.
Yep, exactly, and very appropriate for Cisco too.
Oh yeah,
right.
So, yeah.
And then HR's weird book about the streak versus Reflecto.
His smutty novel.
Reflecto is actually a member of the Legion of Superheroes. It's kind of a character in DC lore. It's really kind of weird and complex. It was an amnesiac Superboy who was lost in time and possessed by the consciousness of Ultra Boy. I don't really want to get all into that. It's
check your local need to know. Check your local comic book shop, and you can find those issues to learn more.
Yeah.
I love that HR bought CC Jitters and, of course, changed the name of it to HR Jitters.
Yeah. We were having a discussion before the show here about this. You thought that the episode took place on the actual day of the newspaper from the Time Vault, which was April 25th, 2024. But the episode, according to the newspaper that Barry finds, was he actually went forward to February 3rd, 2024. But what I found really interesting about this is the episode aired on April 25th, 2017. So the April 25th was there for the episode. The 2024 was there. It just, he didn't go to the exact same date.
Yep. I just, that was a weird kind of a coincidence, I guess, but what I thought was interesting is that he went back in February and it was nicer than it was in April of 2017 because it was snowing.
Well, maybe, yeah. See, maybe they're still supposed to be back in December.
Could be.
Or January.
No, because we know when Iris dies and they know they only have a couple weeks left.
Right.
Hey, it snows. So why is it snowing? Trust me. It snows at the end of April because right now, as I talk to you, snow is falling outside my window. So,
oh my gosh, Josh, you really need to move.
No, I love it here.
It's like
I love it.
80s here.
Oh, it'll be gone on Monday.
Yeah. All right. So, what's the next one here?
All right. So, HR was a little disappointed that Barry took him away from his book reading because he was about to check one of the most important boxes a man could check. That of course, is finishing a book reading in a coffee shop, right? That's what he meant.
Oh, right. Okay. I was unclear on that. I was just hoping you could explain that to me and some of our younger viewers.
Oh, okay. So. Just make – that's all I meant. Yep. We should do something else.
Okay. So Cisco and Barry, of course, mentioned Back to the Future and Doc Brown and whether or not Barry should hand Cisco a letter at this point. That was a little awkward reference that they threw in there. It just seemed like they needed to throw in a time travel reference. But,
hey, didn't they in Flashpoint, wasn't there a letter? Didn't Barry give Bruce Wayne a letter from his father or something?
Oh, in the comic version of Flashpoint.
Yeah. He brought a letter from his...
Barry gave Thomas Wayne a note from... At the end, spoiler, Barry gives Thomas Wayne a note from Bruce.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the other way around.
From the other Earth. Yeah, it was. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Okay. All right. Well, so, and, of course I don't know what happened here. I was watching it again, trying to figure out because they went to 2024, which would be 7 years in the future. Right.
Yeah.
But then Barry comes back and he says that he was 8 years in the future. That would be 2025. So
yeah,
something wasn't fitting there.
He's not a physicist.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. thought he was. I just,
duh.
You know, he was going fast. It was hard. But all right.
And I'm going to throw one other thing in here real quick that we didn't put in our news section.
What?
But,
this just in?
There is rumor at this point that Robert Zemeckis, director of Back to the Future, may direct the Flash movie now. So after he will be the fourth director attached to this doomed movie. I mean, this new movie. From DC.
So. Huh. Well,
that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that fills me with a little bit of hope, and I hope he changes the costume.
I guess it could happen. So
we'll see. Hey, that's interesting. We'll have to keep our eye on that. So, All right. Well, we got a lot to keep our eye on, actually, because there's a lot coming up and going to be a lot to speculate about this summer. So we better wrap it up for this week. So for now, you and I, we got to run.
All right. Well, if you guys enjoyed the episode, please be sure to head on over to iTunes, leave some feedback for us there, and for anybody else that would be interested in checking our show out. You can also contact us by email at scarletvelocity@randomchatter.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Scarlet Velocity and make sure you enter our contest, which, again, you can find all the entry information at randomchatter.com/flash-pin or flash-pin. It's just you'll be able to find the story on the front page over there in the article column, and we will have the link in our show notes on our show description at Random Chatter there. And you can also visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Scarlet Velocity Podcast.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to enter that contest. That's awesome. So you can also check out our other shows. Green Justice and Arrow podcast is back this week. So it was on a little hiatus too. Looking forward to talking about Arrow and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files, which has been ramping up to a big season finale. All of those are on, you can find those at randomchatter.com and of course in the iTunes store and through Stitcher for Android or iOS. And of course, if you enjoy this podcast, please, please go out and tell all your friends about it. Tell them about the contest too, so they can have an opportunity to win a pin. And remember, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. This podcast is not endorsed by Warner Brothers Television or DC Entertainment. The official website for The Flash can be found at www.cwtv.com. The Flash and related elements are copyright DC Entertainment and Warner Brothers Television.